What up, y'all? It's the Mox West Podcast, wrestling, entertainment, and sports coming at you. I'm your boy, Mox. It's a new week in wrestling. Let's get it. What up, y'all? It's your boy, Mox. I'm back with a new episode of the Mox West Podcast. As you know, there's a new intro. Also new is probably going to be your boy, Ronnie Royal, coming back, co-hosting duties, hopefully full-time, semi-full-time. We also picked up a couple of sponsors along the way that are going to be adding some value, adding some money to the show. So let's get right into it. Let's get into the top news.
The big story of the week was this.
Sammy Guevara from AEW may be getting into a little bit of hot water this week. On Wednesday, he tweeted out, "Wrestling fans should just shut the F up and enjoy wrestling." He was probably talking about something that happened on Wednesday on his show Dynamite, which he is currently serving a suspension from for endangering another wrestler, Jeff Hardy, disregarding the concussion protocols. So pretty much concussion protocols, you've probably heard about it in football. It's when a wrestler has had a head injury and is in risk of having further head, CTE damage. Of things like that. And he wrestled Jeff Hardy in a match, and apparently, whether it was intentional or unintentional, put Jeff Hardy's head in danger. So he got suspended for that, not doing himself any favors with that tweet. Moving on to WWE news. During this week, the recap for WrestleMania, there was a lot of cryptic things going on during the shows. So somebody before Raw went on the air recorded a song that was played when the lights went out, didn't show up on air. It was before airtime that said something about shadows creep into my mind. It was a song. Later on in the show, Bronson Reed was giving his promo. One of the screens glitched and it read hello at the bottom if you caught it. Then before SmackDown, apparently there was another darkening of the lights and another creepy message that I couldn't understand from the video. And then also during the tag team match for the women, Bianca Belair and Jade Cargill taking on Piper Niven and Chelsea Green, there was a screen that glitched red, "You forgot about us." Huh. So we didn't forget about the week. So we want to see which show was. As you know, we go through the shows Saturday through Saturday. Wrestling's on Saturday through Saturday. So we tell you pretty much the main event, kind of give you the gist of the show, and then we let you know who's. So let's start it off on Saturday with Collision. On paper, this is a lackluster main event. It was Penta El Cero versus Commander. But the winner will take on Adam Copeland for the TNT title on this coming's Dynamite. So Penta defeated Commander, which was a great match. You should probably go watch it. It was a lot of lucha, high flying. So I love those kind of matches. On Raw, your boy main event Jey Uso defeated Bronson Reed, Ricochet, and Drew McIntyre to win the number one spot or the number one contender spot to take on Damian Priest, our new WWE champion or Raw champion, after CM Punk showed up to screw Drew McIntyre once again out of a title shot. He jumped from under the ring, grabbed Drew's leg before he could hit Jay with the claymore. Jay hit the spear and then off the top rope splash, and it was a 1-2-3 and done, baby. Now, after Raw, there was some things going on. Triple H had an interview saying that there was a certain free agent that went to another company because he didn't like the grind, quote unquote, the schedule, the easier tapings. And he was referring to Will Ospreay. And we'll see. We'll come back to that later. So that was very interesting. So we're going to skip over Tuesday, although NXT is getting good. We might have to mention it. Bron Breakker had his farewell match, so he will be seeing more on the main roster, probably on SmackDown. All right, so we're going to move to Wednesday, Dynamite. Now, on Dynamite, like I said before, Penta won a title shot at Edge's TNT or Adam Copeland. Adam Copeland's TNT title. Of course, Adam defended the TNT title against Penta, but it wasn't an easy match. Penta gave him all he could handle. But what happened was the Young Bucks ended up trying to, you know, basically double down on this new EVP persona, Executive Vice President, and bringing up what happened 8 months ago and All Out with the incident between CM Punk and then Jungle Boy Jack Perry, or just Jack Perry, actually. And it got a lot of negative backlash. The next day, everybody, all of my other commentators, podcasters, wrestling enthusiasts were just all over the internet bashing the Young Bucks. So that wasn't a good look, but it turns out it was actually Tony Khan's decision. Later on, you had Will Ospreay actually firing back at Triple H, saying that, hey man, you don't know what kind of grind I've been on, going from flying from the UK to the USA to Japan and back again just about almost every day for the last, you know, umpteen years. And he says, speaking of grind, the only way you got your job or the position that you have now is because you were grinding on the boss's daughter. So, yeah, that's something to watch out for. The all-new TNA Wrestling, no longer Impact Wrestling. They're having some great matches. They're also in talks. I think we and Ronnie mentioned that last week, that they're in talks with WWE, maybe about a partnership, something like that. But anyway, their main event was PCO taking on Khan in a Monsters Ball match, and PCO won that. That was a great match. PCO is this freakazoid Canadian, built like a tank, Frankenstein guy who always comes back no matter what you do with it. Khan, if, I don't know if you remember Khan and Victor from first from NXT, then WWE, The Ascension. If you can look them up, Khan was the bigger dude, and he's actually doing his thing in TNA Wrestling right now. On Rampage, you had my boy from the Bang Bang. Bang Bang Gang, no longer Bang Bang Scissor Gang. My boy, Switchblade Jay White defeating Matt Sydal in what was just a warm-up, a clinic. So that's pretty much what happened then. Then we go to Friday night, SmackDown, which had AJ Styles in a three-way match against Kevin Owens and Rey Mysterio. The winner of that match will take on LA Knight next week, and the winner of that match will take on our new Universal Heavyweight Champion, the American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes, at Backlash. So AJ Styles pretty much won that one. He's got new music. He's got new offense, so he did his thing. But the biggest oh-ish moment came when Solo Sikoa and Jimmy Uso, they were trying to figure out with the tribal advisor what to do now that they don't have the world champion or they don't have Roman Reigns. So Solo seemed to kind of go off the page when they all got in the ring and said, hey, changes need to be made and repercussions are going to happen. And he hugged his brother Jimmy. And then, boom, Jimmy got attacked by a man in a hood who turned out to be the bad guy, Tama Tonga, that wreck shop former OG member of the Bullet Club, New Japan, baby. Tama Tonga is here, son of Haku, one half of the Gorillas of Destiny. We've talked about him on the podcast many a times, many, many times. Another Bullet Club member in the building. So he and Solo and an unwillingly Paul Heyman put their ones up. Paul Heyman tried to call Roman Reigns, and that wasn't happening. So Solo smashed the phone and told Paul, bring your urn. And so that was SmackDown. And you got to know, SmackDown was, and when we come back, We're going to talk some Rams, Lakers, and Dodgers. You know how we do, Mott Sports West. So we'll see y'all. Y'all, you know what time it is. It's Mott Sports West time, baby. All right, first, let's check out what the Rams are doing. Well, Mel Kiper Jr., the ESPN LA or the ESPN draft expert, thinks that the Rams are going to be looking at Michael Penix Jr. out of the Washington Huskies, their quarterback who's entering the draft. They feel that, or Kiper feels that, the Rams feel that he is a good comp for Matthew Stafford as far as what he does, and he's able to throw it all over the field just like Matthew. He could come in and be the future of the Rams should Stafford unfortunately go out or decide to retire soon. They already have quarterback Jimmy G, which is, I don't think, a reliable future for the Rams, but definitely a serviceable backup. A lot of Rams fans want them to focus on defense in the draft, like UCLA's Leatu, to fill up the line and the gap left by Aaron Donald. Speaking of Aaron Donald, he was on the Greenlit podcast. I think that's what Greg Bergman said from ESPN LA, because I got this from him. He was asked, Aaron, how does he feel about retirement? And he said he will not know until the time comes for training camp and OTAs to open up. So, you never know. Your boy AD, number 99, could be back on the field for the Rams. One last run, baby. Run it back. Now, Lakers. The Lakers did beat the Grizzlies 123-120 Friday night to keep their play-in tournament hopes alive and the chance at a possible eighth seed. Unfortunately, before that, they fumbled Wednesday against the Warriors, a game that Anthony Davis didn't play due to a headache and stuffy nose symptoms, cold-like symptoms, which could have got them maybe a path to all the way to the seventh seed. Luckily for the Lakers, the Pelicans beat the Warriors after that. So now the Lakers, if they play the Pelicans and beat them, they will finish no lower than the ninth seed. So Lakers kind of have they have some good luck on their side, but they also need to help themselves. So let's go Lake Show. The Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani news. It looks like the investigation has found that ePay did steal $16 million worth of Ohtani's money without Ohtani knowing. The investigation concluded that ePay impersonated Ohtani in setting up transfers, had warnings and authorization transferred to his own personal phone. And because of the Japanese language barrier, he was able to keep the rest of Ohtani's financial team away from sniffing out what he was doing with that particular account that he used to cover his gambling debts. ePay has said to in his gamblings between 2021 and 2024 amassed a minus 40 million in losses. So, hey, I don't know what you make of that, but I make that Ipe is going to be doing a whole lot of time because as of Thursday, he was formally indicted. But while people are going to be watching that, I want to know what you watching. So let's see. Well, we're not going to see what we're watching. I'll just talk about it because I do have technical difficulties here on the show. I told you guys when me and Ronnie were together in Vegas, I've been watching X-Men 97, which episode 5 ended in a crazy cliffhanger. It was a mutant massacre, and a certain beloved Cajun mutant died. Spoiler alert, we also got to see Cable for a hot minute, all grown up and ready to do battle in the future or from the future. So, man, season 2 is going to be crazy because it is written by the same dude. Also, I got into Fallout, which is a show based on a video game. I watched it and man, it's pretty funny, but it's also pretty gruesome and pretty dark. It's kind of privy to the other show. I can't think of it. Them Among Us or something like that, or The Last of Us. It is really kind of a lighthearted but equally gruesome, dark version of that. So if you like video games that are being made into shows, or even if you don't like them, I think the writing is getting better, the shooting, the cinematography is getting better, the storytelling is getting better, the plots are being fleshed out better. So like The Last of Us and Fallout, they were really good and really worth the watching. So until next time, check back next week for the all-new Mott's West podcast.